And we're back. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this Wednesday morning, October 7th. How you doing? If you're not a Van Halen fan, this one might not be in your lane, but if you're a classic rock fan, you gotta respect their lead guitarist. Perhaps the greatest rock guitarist of all time, Eddie Van Halen. He passed away yesterday, so we pretty much dedicated the whole show to remembering him, his legacy, his playing, who he was as a man. We had all kinds of audio that we dug up from the archives and even went to the phones and provided you an outlet to share your thoughts. So yeah, this is pretty much the Eddie Van Halen tribute podcast. We did away with all of our regularly scheduled programming to celebrate the main sound of Van Halen. And that's pretty much all you need to know. Let's get right to it. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
If you have not heard, Eddie Van Halen passed away yesterday from throat cancer. We had started hearing the throat cancer stories, what, about 6-8 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, within the year. Mm-hmm. Within the year. Making 2020 that much better.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's just, I cannot believe the level of crap we've had to deal with this year.
And when we had heard early on about Eddie, it was like, oh, well, it's imminent. And then that was months ago.
Right. Ago. Right. And just everybody just kind of finding out, well, you know, when you have a pandemic going on, it's hard to remember those things.
Gets lost in the shuffle. Right.
A sad day. I mean, yesterday I was actually in a doctor's office, and all of a sudden my phone was exploding.
Really?
Wow. Right? I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So before he told me to bend over, I got to check.
Right? Oh, it was that kind.
It was that doctor. Right? And I got to check all these messages, and it's like one after another. Oh. You know, Van Halen. It's just like, I mean, I was in shock. And then the doctor stopped handling me, and I was able to deal with it. All right, but it was really I don't even know what to say at this point.
I had such a trippy experience. I was out playing in the yard with James, and a motorcycle. You ever hear a motorcycle that was blasting music? It's sort of like ethereal in the background.
Right,
it's getting closer and closer. I'm like, what is that? Sounds so cool. A guy zooms by, he's playing Eruption on his bike. I'm like, that was so cool. I wish I had my camera out, you know, for like an Instagram or something. And then I look down at my phone a minute later and I see Eddie Van Halen dead.
Wow.
Like, what?
Wow.
Like, did that guy know?
I doubt it. Maybe he did.
Maybe he's letting the whole world know.
He might have been listening to the radio.
He could have, just so trippy to have that experience. But wow.
Well, we've got a lot to get to today. And I have to honestly say, even though we do have the Wheel of Wow planned, we've got so much stuff and so many things to play for you. I'm not sure if we're even going to get to the Wheel of Wow this morning, but we'll determine that as we get closer to it. I would say right now it's on. So if you got a song, text it on into us to MGK at 645-645. But as long as I'm handing out numbers, I have set up an Eddie Van Halen tribute line. If you've got something you want to say about Eddie, you know, maybe sometime that you saw him, or, you know, how you feel about his passing, or how you feel about him as a player, why don't you call this number, 484-434-1392. That's 484-434-1392. And let us know how you feel this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, I have to tell you, when it comes to this is probably my most hated thing in radio, right? You know, over the years. I mean, this started very early in my career. I remember, you know, when the Skynyrd accident happened, right? And and you just go into this mode of trying to get as much information out there for people and as many remembrances as you possibly can. And I have to say, it's the one thing I hate doing the most.
Sure.
I mean, now it makes for, I mean, it really puts my, you know, my radio history to test to be able to find all this stuff and grab as much as we can. We've got a bunch of interviews and clips and stuff from Eddie that we're going to play for you this morning. But I hate doing it because obviously when it comes right down to it, it means that we've lost somebody really important. And if you have not heard the news, Eddie Van Halen died yesterday from throat cancer. We will be celebrating his life throughout the show this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We're bringing back something starting Monday morning at 7:40 that we have not done for a while, and that is the famed John DeBella Show Tinkle Can.
Yes.
Right? The Tinkle Can, it's already set up. There's the Tinkle Can. It's got a whole bunch of change in it, and it'll be your job to determine how much change is actually in there. All right? And if you can hit it right on the head, I'm going to give you $1,000.
Woo!
$1,000 coming your way that you can do whatever you want. You want to buy Christmas presents. You want to buy a whole pile of ice cream. I mean, whatever the hell you want to buy with it. It's your $1,000 to do with as you please. Ross Choate gave us the $1,000.
Well, thank you, Ross. How did you put $1,000 in that can?
I didn't put $1,000 in that can. $1,000 in the can. Oh. The object is to figure out how much money is in the can. And if you hit the total on Monday morning at 7:40, you got yourself $1,000.
The first clue, it's not $1,000 in the can.
Right, that's very good.
Right.
It's not $1,000, right?
Okay, cool.
Junk in
change. Something tells me that $1,000 in change in the can would sound like this.
You wouldn't be able to lift it.
It wouldn't sound like that, yeah, because there'd be no movement in it.
It's like a Joe Rogan kettlebell.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
So when did you two, I mean, you know what, you weren't born until what,
87.
Yeah, so,
82 over here.
82. Yep. So Van Halen was in their height at the time that you were born, and they were... I don't know what band they were by the time you were
born. Probably towards the end of the major stuff.
You might have been the cause of Gary Cherone. Your birth.
It was me.
Your birth indeed. Cindy, do you remember the John DeBella show Van Halen knee pads?
I do not.
You don't? Okay. Well, no. we'll get to that later on this morning because it is a fun story. We will celebrate Eddie Van Halen's life all morning long. And if you've got something you want to say, a remembrance or a thank you or whatever it might be, you want to say it on the air, just do us a favor. Call this number, 484-434-1392. 484-434-1392. If you can't remember the number, it's up on the Facebook page. Call it, put in your remembrance, put in your thank you, Eddie, whatever it is that you want to say. Right now, here's Alex Van Halen talking about Eddie Van Halen.
Ed and I are always in the studio. Ed is one of those people who, when he goes into this zone, wherever he goes in his head, he likes to play music. And we have the opportunity to record it all because of the studio. And if you feel bad or if you're depressed, he goes in and plays. If you feel happy, he goes in and plays. It's one of those things that we do. So from that standpoint, keeping the chops up, it's not a problem.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We're going to set the Wheel of Wow aside with the passing of Eddie Van Halen this morning and get to a lot more of Van Halen. We will, though, in the 8 o'clock hour, get to the debut of the new AC/DC song. We'll be able to play it for you then, which this has got to be a cloud over that song. All right, just the idea that the first time AC/DC is putting out a song in years, and it's coming out the day that Eddie Van Halen has died.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a funny feeling, though, they will make it through. Have you ever seen Van Halen? You ever seen him in concert?
No. I never really got a chance.
You're
too young.
Me.
No. All their big tours happened when we were little kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even born.
Speaking of being little kids, I mean, I remember taking Casey, my son, to a Van Halen show. And I had bought an entire row of tickets. I had the opportunity to buy it because I knew like Van Halen was coming to town. It was the first time they were going to be in town in a real long time. Everybody's going to be asking me for tickets. I'll buy a bunch of tickets. This way everybody wants them, right? I have them for them, right? I had 10 tickets. It was me and Casey. I sold a pair. And I had another six seats.
Sounds like you were in your 30s.
Yeah.
But
this is where I'll admit, when it comes to rock and roll, my son was spoiled at a very young age because I started taking him to shows at 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, and after the show, we would go backstage and meet the band and stuff like that. And we went to see Van Halen, and, you know, the show's over. And I go, okay, let's get going. He goes, what? No meet and greet? And going like, you're 12.
Oh, God.
You don't even get to say that.
It's like a kid from Boston. Wait, we didn't win this year?
Punk.
Well, let's get to song stories.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
We were supposed to be celebrating John Mellencamp's birthday today, but with the Eddie Van Halen story happening, we decided to just kind of change up everything here on the show this morning. Although we would like you to take part, we've set up an Eddie Van Halen tribute line, and if you'd like to call it and put your remembrances or whatever it is that you want to say about Eddie on it, just call 484-434-1392. That's 484-434-1392. We'll collect them all up, get them on the air, right? But this morning, I didn't know for the longest time. I'm talking about, I would say sometime maybe in the past 10 years, that Panama was about a car. I didn't, and I knew there was the car references in it, you know, roll the seat back and all that.
Sure.
But I never realized. I never realized that the song was about a car. But here is Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth talking about one of Eddie's cars.
This thing was a death trap.
When you step, I remember this car. I rode with you in this car.
Yeah, and when you step on the gas, the car will go to the right. And when you let off the gas, it went to the left. And when you hit the brakes, it would go all over the place. So it was scary. You know, it was very scary. But that thing cost me $125 and lasted me a whole year.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Craig Gass, who is a comedian, an impressionist, an actor, who has been on the show with us a ton of times. He's the guy who does Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley so perfectly, mm-hmm. right? Well, he was in one time. It is amazing the people he has met, and especially when it comes to rock stars. He knows everybody, and for most part, there's no reason for him to do it. Like, he meets this guy, they become friends, and, well, here's Craig telling the story. And how it gets to Eddie Van Halen.
And we make plans to go bowling a week later. He goes, is it cool if I invite my friend Ed? Because I've been telling him about you for a long time. And I said, yeah, that's fine. He goes, okay, because he's got a kid. His kid's 12. And I go, dude, it's bowling. Who cares? And at 9 o'clock, he shows up. And this guy walks through the door. And I go, is that? And he goes, Ed, come over here. And the guy walks over and he goes, hey, which one of you guys is a comedian? And I go, that's me. And he goes, hey, man. I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, Wolfie, this is the guy. Come to find out, this guy, Matty, is Eddie Van Halen's assistant. He lives on the property in a guest house. Matty also works in the 5150 studios on the property.
Right.
And he was such a fan of the show that I was on at the time that he would get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and work all morning listening to me on the radio. And he started telling Eddie, there's this new guy named Craig Gass who does a Paul Stanley impression. And then like a week later, oh, my God, that same guy does a Sam Kinison impression. And a week later, that guy does a Lars Ulrich from Metallica impression. And so Eddie is telling me my life story at the bowling alley. And at one point, he tells me a story about how broke I used to be. I told a story on the air about how I've never made any money in my life. And now that I'm making money, all I've ever wanted was an illegal cable box. That's all I've ever wanted to own. And Eddie at the bowling alley said, he goes, dude, he goes, I heard you broke your whole life. He goes, me too. And he goes, I heard that all you ever wanted was a legal cable box. And he goes, that's crazy. And he looked both ways and he went, I got a legal cable box too. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, the thing is, I'm rich, but don't want to pay for cable. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, what? This is insane. And over the course of the next year and a half, I would go to the house to hang out with Maddie, and every once in a while, Eddie would show up.
All right.
And I got in a bad relationship that ended horribly, and Ed said, pack up your stuff and move in with me.
Oh,
and I
said, God.
Is that okay? And he said, he goes, yeah. He goes, the only thing is, he goes, don't tell anybody, but the band's getting back together, so it's going to be noisy at night. And I went, so the only thing I got to worry about is the fact that Van Halen is going to be playing in the next room. And he said, well, I know you're working on your TV show. And I had just started filming a new TV show called Las Vegas with James Caan,
right.
And Alec Baldwin was my partner
right. On
the show. So for that whole period of time, I am spending all day, every day, telling jokes to Alec Baldwin and James Caan.
Right.
And every night, I'm coming home, and Eddie would be in the next room, and I'd go, hey,
my
buddy.
My God.
I just got home. Do you mind if I listen for a little bit before I go to bed? And every night, he'd go, dude, I'm lonely. Come on in. And I would sit in.
Now with all of the impressions that you do, the best Eddie Van Halen you have goes,
yeah. He's always smoking.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
Hi, my name is Steve. I live in Philadelphia. Oh, several years ago, I was at a benefit in Los Angeles, and while walking to my car, I saw this man with this beautiful woman and paparazzi were taking pictures, and a lady behind me had asked me, who is that? And I said, oh, I think it's John Cougar Mellencamp. And I guess the girlfriend or the wife that was standing next to Eddie turned around and said, it's Eddie Van Halen. But he was very gracious. He even laughed and took pictures with everybody.
Hi, my name is Gina. I'm from Perkasie. I remember back when I was a senior in high school, 1979, my boyfriend, who is now my husband, had tickets to go to see Van Halen. Unfortunately, I was an athlete, and I had a district competition that day, and they wouldn't wait for me. I never got to see Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen. I had such a crush on him, and to this day, I'm still a little bitter about it, so I am very sorry that I did not get to see him.
Hi, I'm John Barry from Newark, Delaware, and I remember seeing Van Halen open up for Black Sabbath in 1978 at the Spectrum. We really hadn't heard them on the radio, but they blew us away. The next day, everybody from the neighborhood went out and bought that first Van Halen album.
Hi, my name is Mimi, and I'm calling from Shillington, Pennsylvania. I attended the NAMM show in Anaheim, California several years ago, where he was signing autographs. And when it came my turn, he looked at my name badge, and it said Mimi. And he said, wow, you must be a very selfish person if your name is Mimi. And then I said to him, well, the autograph is actually for my sister, Judy. And he said, oh, okay. And he signed it, and he went on his way. And he was a very, very nice person, always talking to the fans and taking the time, as much as he could afford, to let them share part of their life with him. Eddie, we're going to miss you so much.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The new AC/DC song, the album is called Power Up, PWR/up.
Right.
Because God forbid AC/DC didn't use a slash.
Well, it'll probably be a lightning bolt.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so Power Up will be available November 13th. The new song, the first single, is Shot in the Dark. I've got a theory about AC/DC.
All right.
The hearing thing happened to Brian, mm-hmm. right? They had plans of going out on the road.
Sure.
And everything else, absolutely everything else, was a setup.
Like
that, like not.
Guys, I'm going to sacrifice myself to further the band. Goodbye.
Right. No. But what I mean is that with what was going on, especially and the Malcolm thing, right, mm-hmm. and the hearing thing,
right.
They wanted to go out on the road. Brian couldn't do it, so they decided to use Axl Rolls. Right.
Rudd tried to murder somebody.
Phil Rudd tried to murder somebody, right? Yeah. Right. But not in the band. Didn't he try to murder anybody in the band?
No, not in the band.
I think it was a meth dealer.
Right. You know, but basically that all of that was a sham, and they had, it was all a plan to get, wait until Brian was healthy again. I really believe that's what it was. Because the next thing you know, they're all sneaking around Vancouver, right, making a record.
Oh, I didn't right, you know? A conspiracy theory.
Right, you know, and Phil Rudd is back in the band.
Phil Rudd's back. Cliff Williams is there.
Right, and the nephew is in the band, too.
Stevie. Is it a nephew?
Yeah.
Or is it a younger brother? I'm not sure.
It's a young.
It's a young.
Anyway.
I think it was
all a scam all along.
But, well, we can ask Brian once I get his ass on the phone.
Oh, yes, my son. Thank you very much. Get that done.
That's right, my son.
So, ladies and gentlemen, from Power Up, the new AC/DC album, here's their new song, Shot in the Dark. A sustain.
Wait for it. Whoa.
No,
that sounds like a band I've never heard before.
You're joking me because of the ending?
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean,
there's new members. It must have been the nephew that was like, guys, can we sustain for once?
Instead of a cold ending.
I'm a bit jaded, not the right word. I love AC/DC, so I really enjoyed the song because it sounds like AC/DC.
And that's what you want.
I love the song, and you know what I love the most? I love the background vocals, the shouts, you know, shot in the dark. That song's great.
Yeah, that could fit that on any album we've heard from them before.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Agreed. We could put that into rotation now. People won't even know it's a new song.
Not an experimental band.
Right?
They found what works for them,
right.
And they stuck with
it. It's like Coke. You don't change
forever.
The recipe, you know?
What kind of Coke?
Well, it's AC/DC, so take your pick.
Yeah, because when they change the recipe about Coke, you end up in the bathroom a lot. 57 degrees outside right now. Sunny and breezy today. The high temperature about 78 degrees. I don't know if you know it, but Gene Simmons really is the person who originally found Van Halen, and we'll run a clip of him talking about that right after this.
The John DeBella Podcast,
silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
We are celebrating Eddie Van Halen's life, and once again, I'll remind you, if you got some sort of tribute, some sort of thing that you want to say, maybe you saw them in concert, maybe you met Eddie at one time, call our tribute line, 484-434-1392, and tell us your story. One of the stories, and this was in the last time Gene was on with us, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, the last time Gene was on with us, we got into a discussion about him and Van Halen, and it went like this. Tell us about Van Halen, because you had a lot to do with them, you know, getting a contract, you know, the sound of the band. You were involved, and a lot of people don't know about your involvement with that band.
Actually, yes. I always liked new music and new bands, and let's see what else is out there kind of thing. And I went out. As a matter of fact, my date that night was a playmate whose name was B.B. Buell.
Oh, sure.
Later, go on to have relationships with various musicians, and eventually Steven Tyler, and she had...
Liv
Tyler, yeah.
Right.
And so we were having a lot of fun, and we go to see a band called The Boys, B-O-Y-Z-Z. But the opening act was this kind of Van Halen. I think, what kind of name is that? Van Halen, what is that? And as soon as they hit the stage, my jaw dropped. I hadn't seen anything like that. Guitar player was playing on the guitar like a typewriter. He was kind of like tapping on it, and I'd never seen that before. And you had a lead singer who's doing flips and shirtless and all this kind of stuff. Wow. So I waited for them backstage and said, I don't know what you guys are doing or who it is, but I'd like to sign you. What are you doing? Well, we're about to sign with a yogurt manufacturer. This guy owned a yogurt thing, and he's going to invest in us. I said, don't do that. Whatever the profit margin of bands can be 10-20% of net after all expenses are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take somebody's money and then wind up with nothing, because that's going to be their profit margin. Don't do it. I'll fly you to New York, because we were in L.A. I'll get you to Electric Lady Studios. I'll buy you some clothes, because they didn't have anything. They had just jeans. And they did. They signed with my company, Man of a Thousand Faces. I flew them to New York. We rehearsed. So I produced their first 24-track demo. It was a great experience. But you know what? I couldn't convince the rest of the guys in Kiss or the manager, hey, let's take this band out. They'll open for us.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the next big band in America. They didn't buy it. So I told the guys in Van Halen, you're signed to me exclusively. You are free. Kiss is going out on the Love Gun tour. We'll be out there at least 6 months. If you don't get a deal by yourself by then, we can resume our relationship. But if you do get a deal, you're free, ethically, morally, and in other ways. I don't want to hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they got a deal right away with Warner Brothers, and boom, the rest is history.
The rest is history.
And they don't owe me a thing. I'm glad I was there. If I helped a little bit, great. Because that is a superb band.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.